This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, you've got your diamond and you've got your pretty clothes. And the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Well, you know, I hope Dr. Steve Buscemi's right. I'm going to have a military coup, but that the Chi-Com agent Joe Biden gets exposed. But I thought, you know, let's get him on now 7 days until whatever's going to happen. The country is under martial law. Total insanity is unfolding. So, Doc, finishing up, other points you'd like to make or relay to the viewers and listeners out there?
Here's the very simple point I'm going to make. Here's the bet we're going to have, Alex, once and for all. If I'm wrong, I will never appear on your show again. But if I'm right, I become one of your official paid commentators. You want that
if
bet?
If you're right, I'll hire you and pay you. You can be on the show every day.
That's correct. All right, so we have that bet, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to talk to you about the positive aspects of what's going on. It's called the Black Robe Regiment, and those are the American Christians who have understood that by praying with Jesus, we can in effect implement the necessary constitutional rights that we had. Now, why do I say that? Number one, the Black Robe Regiment was really founded in the Revolutionary War. And I have to remind you in America that we did not come out of peace. It was called a revolution. That means initially we were terrorists against the British. In that process, the Black Robe Regiment were incredible Christian pastors who supported their churches with the notion that you had to fight for liberty, justice, and Jesus. That's exactly what's happening now. And there are those loyal American Christians who belong to this Black Robe Regiment. And I appreciate what they do. I appreciate what you did, Alex. But for the first time, you're beginning to understand you were the vehicle through which I could implement, or the system could implement, what they needed to do. It was not through YouTube. It was not through email. You were being used for 20 years as the major way of communicating to the military and the intelligence. What you forgot, Alex, was the first time I ever came on, you said there were thousands and thousands of operatives listening to us on 9/11. And when we came on 9/11, less than two people in this whole world believed that this was I was correct about 9/11. 5 years later, thanks to your show and our ability to discuss and have our differences, 70% of America understood that Bush Jr., Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, all cowards, all corrupt.
Well, that's why you had the courage to expose 9/11 as an inside job and give out key intel and leave the Council on Foreign Relations. So I know that was a bold thing you did.
Yeah, but that's not about me. I'm talking about you, Alex. You were the vehicle that was initially anointed, say, by me, all right? But you were anointed because I took that risk to say this is going to be the major vehicle for where we're going to go in the next 20 or 30 years. So in this process, you have to remember, what is this coup about? This is a coup to pay back the Cheneys for the corruption and cowardice, for the wars that they sent us in Iraq and Afghanistan, to Obama, who sent up the war, including Biden, who specifically sent soldiers there, and we lost 5,000 people there, to Obama again, who sent us into war into Afghanistan, to Bush Sr., to Colin Powell, who lied continuously, pathological liar, who was a coward in Vietnam and said we didn't have any lie. Then he lied when he said we had anthrax.
No, I understand you're exposing their backgrounds. We have Ken Paxton, speaking of arrested that lady in the Veritas video buying votes. We've got all this stuff coming up, but this is crazy. Trump is cut off. Trump is off YouTube. They're not letting the president speak. He should use the EAS alert system. Let's do a few more minutes with Dr. Steve Mashinick back in 60 seconds. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. Because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Pompeo just announced that he'll be resigning the day of the inauguration of Lord Biden. So I guess Biden won't have the pleasure of getting rid of him. But Dr. Steve Mashinick has been more accurate than he's been wrong. I mean, I give him 95% accuracy rate. And he's doubling down. I'll give it to him. Some of this sounds Q-ish to me, but he's a real guy. He's a best-selling author. He's a psychiatrist. He did the Camp David Accords. He's been around forever. He did write Tom Clancy's books. He did make these big films. He did overthrow governments. I mean, he's been on the show before, and there's like federal investigations over it and articles in the London Guardian. Yeah, he's the one that tricked the communists to kill the Italian prime minister. And I mean, he's definitely done the stuff. Okay, it's not a bunch of talk. And so he's sitting here saying all of this, and then I see the weird martial law and all this stuff. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm just a guy that researches politics here in Texas and loves freedom. But I know this. I don't see how the power structure puts a Joe Biden in control. I mean, the guy can hardly talk. The guy's a Chinese agent, totally penetrated, on record, under criminal investigation for it. And I just don't see where this goes at Kamala Harris and all of this. So are you saying this is some larger, giant dialectic? Then tell me, how does it unfold the next 7 days that suddenly they're all arrested? And then what happens with Trump? I mean, what the hell, according to what you're saying, humor me, what's going to happen next?
Alex, I don't need to humor you. Based on what I said, you are funny in many cases. What is going to happen is Biden will be arrested. Pelosi was going to be arrested. Remember what I said about Pelosi. Her family was Alexandria out of Baltimore, Maryland. They were corrupt. She is corrupt. There's nothing here that's new. In other words, let's get to very simple psychology. This is repetition compulsion. In other words, if you're a crook and a coward, this will continue your whole life. That's Cheney. That's Pelosi, that's Biden. There's nothing new about Biden we didn't know. In effect, I think Biden understood his days were limited. He will be picked up. His son will be picked up. The man who will be the next president of the United States, I said it to you months ago, will be Trump.
So is and that why Biden says things like, I'll feign an illness and go away?
He doesn't feign anything. He's too stupid to feign anything. He's not relevant. The point of Biden is that they pick some individual who was mentally impaired, went through a kabuki of nonsense, and what you have is a dialectic of stupidity and competency. Hegel would have said, you know what? The competency wins over stupidity. Hegel would have said, oh, I'm going to appoint a man who's a businessman who basically effectively took down 42nd Street in New York, built hotels all over the country and the world, never asked one for one penny in this interaction. And the man I said to you, for 30 years, do not listen to what he says. Watch what he does. He's brilliant. He came out of the past where his mother was from Scotland. What he refuses to talk about is, and I repeated it numerous times on this show, His uncle, Trump, was a major, major professor at MIT in electronics and radar. He doesn't say a word, but I will tell you the following.
I know Trump's super high IQ family, but let's expand on that.
This is not about you. We're going to talk about the president of MIT. He's going to resign because he's compromised. The president of Harvard, compromised. The president of Cornell, compromised. You're talking about people who had brought in Chinese operatives. Why did I not say this was a war against China? Because the Chinese have been infiltrating us for 35 years. Mike Flynn said it very correctly to you, and I've said it repeatedly. We have all of the companies that are under Chinese control, Tesla. We have the Waldorf Hill, Hotel, Astoria Hotel, the Hilton chain, the Renaissance chain. I can go on and on for 30 companies that have been under Chinese control.
Did you see where Eric Swallowswell is going to be the house manager for the impeachment? The Chinese agent on record. Here it is right here. Overhead shot, please. I mean, look at this. An admitted compromised sex op with a CCP agent who oversaw the operations against our president, and now he's going to oversee, so that Chinese agent will oversee the impeachment of a president. That's illegal.
No, it's not illegal. What it is a farce. Alex, you understand how absurd this has become, but the reality is under the absurdity, the liberal, the left, couldn't tolerate any more forces against them, which basically said, you're wrong, you're ignorant, you're stupid. I have a case, I'll give you an example, just recently. State of emergency was picked up by one of the major presidents of CW Network. And that person, whom I've known for years in Hollywood, said, I want to help you out. What happened when he found out I was involved in a coup? He was disgusted. What happened to all of Hollywood among American Jews? They're incompetent. They're ignorant. What they basically feel, and I've said it repeatedly to you, the American Jewish intellectual is pathetic. They have no idea of American history. They think that Abraham Lincoln is the greatest president when, in fact, he's a disaster. They don't know the history of World War II and the Holocaust. They make up all kinds of nonsense where we have museums of the Holocaust, when, in fact, we had 146 Jews in Hitler's army. Two of the field marshals were Jews. You think any American knows this?
No, I don't know. The professors, Jewish professors have written books proving that there was a Jewish ruling class, kind of like Sacha Baron Cohen today and the ADL, that fed on Jews and sold them out for Hitler, which I know you lost some of your family. So it was a real Holocaust, but it was Jews with Hitler robbing the Jews. And that's why they loved George Soros, because he was a young man, part of the Jewish robbery of the Jews.
You got it now. So what did I say? It's identification with the aggressor, and repetition compulsion. Soros worked with the Nazis, survived. Soros works for himself and others to overthrow a government. Soros is pathetic. He made his billions on nothing more than a guess on the euro and the pound. I've known him. I've met him. He's a pathetic individual who got the power, and the CIA helped him. What was the element that I went after here? It was the CIA. Why did I ask Gene Haskell to be taken out? John Brennan. Clapper. All of these are ineffectual.
Look at how the ADL gives awards to Schwarzenegger, whose dad was in the SS. Schwarzenegger said he loves Hitler, so they give him a Jewish award. It's all a sick joke, and it really is the big secret of World War II, because it's in the real histories. It's even in mainline history books. It's just buried.
No, it's
rich Jews worked with Hitler to target Jews and rob them. It's so evil.
Well, it's not only that. It's Schwarzenegger. Here's an example of a self-righteous, lying individual, never served our country. His visa, by the way, he's not here legally. He had a lot of problems with his visa. He took all kinds of drugs to pump up his body. He's a liar because his father wasn't in the SS. It was a worse unit, SA. That was the unit that Hitler killed overnight because they were more ruthless than the SS. He then hires But Simon reasoned for Alexander to see if his father's cleared. His father was nothing more than an apparatchik in the Nazi party, not in the Wehrmacht, in the SA. And
He didn't even go to war. He just rounded people up.
He went to war. No, his father went to war. He was wounded on the Stalingrad. He was wounded in Russia, thank God. But Schwarzenegger,
I thought most of it, he was rounding people up.
It's not relevant. What's relevant is Schwarzenegger himself is a phony again.
Let's do one more statement, because I watched that video of him calling Trump weak and Trump a fascist. And here is this guy that looted California. Here is this guy that wants our guns. Here is this guy. And it just makes me sick. Here's the good news. You're right. He's had so many heart transplants and everything else. I can't wait. I'm going to smoke a big cigar when Schwarzenegger dies. I'm not going to kill him myself. I just can't wait till that dirtbag Nazi leftist ADL puppet is 6 feet under with maggots crawling out of his eyes, man. I am so sick of him. We'll be right back. Hold on. Let's talk about it more when we come back. Seriously, I watched that video of him yesterday. I almost threw up 5 times. That is a sack of fake garbage.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so I took Dr. Steve Pachinik's bet that if Trump is president on January 21st, 2021, that we're going to hire Pachinik for the Daily Show if he wants it. I'll pay him $200,000 a year. He's got that bet, but he's not allowed, if he loses the bet, to just go away. He has to come back on the show, not to humiliate him. I'm wrong about stuff. I felt like I was set up. No one would pay for the events on the 5th or 6th. I got the money together. Then luckily, a donor came in and paid for like 80% of it. It's like $500,000 that ended up the donor. Gave like $400,000, like 100 and something. And then we're like, okay, I'm supposed to lead this march of hundreds of thousands of people. They couldn't even hear me on a bullhorn. I get there, some idiots provocateur, they break in and all the stupidness. And then you've got all these virtue signalers out there attacking the president. He didn't want violence. I didn't want violence. So I don't see how that was a success. When I get played into people's hands, I will admit it. And Antifa was there in their black outfits. They helped break in. Known Antifa by name was there. They helped trick the cops to attack the crowd, to get some of the crowd to go in. Dr. Pachinik, you're a nice guy and a smart guy, but I don't think you mean bad. I just think you're being overly optimistic here. So we're going to find out in 7 days. In 7 days, you're coming back on, aren't you?
Absolutely. But remember one thing about me. How is a very nice guy able to take out the Khmer Rouge without any weapons, able to take out the Soviet Union without any weapons, able to take out Noriega without any weapons? What? Do you understand what this nice guy does? Do you understand that this nice guy...
I don't know all that stuff, so tell us. Give us your view.
No, I just said it to you. I'm a very nice guy, but again, understand what I'm really about. When I said to you, the state of emergency was written 27 years ago about a military coup in the United States. It pinpointed Mitt Romney as one of the villains. It pinpointed the Irish Catholics, the Brennans, the Pelosis, the Faucis, the Comos, all of that. Now, how is it that I knew that? The question at hand here is, you haven't been played at all, Alex. The reason I enjoy you is, first of all, you have an incredible mind and you have an incredible wit. But both of us are very strong-willed. You have never been played. And the reason you were chosen was the fact that I really enjoyed being on your show. I've been asked to be on a lot of shows, and I say, no, I'm not interested. But if you go on
I'm very glad to be chosen, and you're a good guest about a lot of good commentary. But seriously, we built a big audience of great people. I'm trying to figure out, so you can't tell us how this magic's going to happen and Joe Biden's going to step down in 7 days? I mean, explain to me the details.
I just said it to you. You're perseverating, Alex. I said to you there will be arrests of the Bidens, the Pelosis. It's going on now. He will not come to the presidency.
I agree with you. I hope you're right. Can we meet your cat, please?
Only have two.
I have two cats and three dogs. You know what? Let me bring a very simple issue here. You have a wonderful person there named Daria. I won't say anything more. Ask her what it was like under the Soviet Union to live under repression. And how is it that the following could occur in every fascist system? First, you create fear. We did that. Coronavirus, you're going to die. Not only are you going to die, we got an extra coronavirus, which means that you have to wear a mask. just like the Jews did in Hitler time when they wore the yellow star. So every idiot who's wearing a mask is already getting into trouble. But we did it. Everybody's walking around. Then, on top of that, we have a president or a potential president who's even more of a moron, says, you know what? We're going to keep those masks on for the next 100 days. And guess what? I have some vaccines, but I can't give it to you. And those vaccines will make you better. In truth, the vaccines are worthless. mRNA is a very fast epitope, which degrades quickly. There isn't one person at Pfizer, AstraZeneca, or Moderna who understands that this was an effective vaccine. The CDC was worthless. HHS was worthless. And what happened? The people I told you who were the heads of HHS and CDC left. Isn't that amazing? Either I'm a genius or I just see ordinary problems and say, you know what? You're wrong. That's what allowed me to be a doctor. And what does a doctor really do? He saves lives and he can kill lives. You better think very carefully that this nice guy is what he may or may not be.
Sure, you're talking closing comments here. We're going to see some fireworks in the next 7 days.
No, you're not going to see fireworks. You're going to see a lot of arrests, and it's going to be quiet, and you're going to see martial law. We've clamped down the cities. You already see in Washington it's clamped down. We clamped down in Berlin. We clamped down in Pakistan. We clamped down in Italy. And now you will also make another prediction, this nice man. The Italian government will fall apart within 24 hours. Other than that, Alex, I've had a wonderful time, and I hope to see you again.
Well, I do too. So, wow, definitely get the popcorn out. And so you think Trump is Trump aware of all these things you're saying?
Of course he is. He's the genius who put it together. This is a man who built out of nothing. I mean, people don't understand Trump. They listen to him, but they don't understand how brilliant he is to build and take down. I mean, this is a man who built an ice skating rink in 5 weeks when Koch for 10 years couldn't do it. And not only that, he allowed every kid in New York City.
I know you love that. That's like your Santa Claus story. Well, if he can build an ice skating rink, he can build the Death Star.
This is the man you have to understand as an individual. Alex, it's time you begin to learn about dynamics.
You're I'm going to marry Swall as well.
He's what?
It's a joke. Hey, let me ask you a question. What is your cat's, the cat that was on the TV's name?
Geronimo.
That's cultural appropriation.
You got it.
What's the other cat? What's the other cat's name?
Nona. Nona, meaning no name. She's about 14 years old.
Well, we should nominate Nona to be the first female president.
You know what? I love you, Alex.
Could you stage a coup for us, Dr. Pachenik, and put your cat in as the president?
No, I want to really have a real president for the first time. We haven't had a real president in 50 years. Neither the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, none of them were real presidents. Now you're going to see a real president and how quickly he works and how efficiently he is.
All right. I'm holding my breath here. SteveMachinik.com. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. Just enjoy it. Go home and relax.
Well, I'm not a deep-sea diver, but I have tried it. All right, I tell you, I'm going to hit a bunch of news and cover some stuff. But that was definitely optimism porn. And, boy, I'll be sleeping better tonight. Speaking of sleeping, I'm going to tell you something when we come back. It's important. Think about this when we come back. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. It is tomorrow's news today. And, of course, the evil band.video. Jeff Zuckerberg hopes. Mark Zuckerberg hopes. You don't share that. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm.
All right, my friends, I'm Alex Jones, your host. That was a wild interview. I sure hope Dr. Pechenik's right. You know, mainstream media and the globalists want us to believe whatever they say. They tell so many big lies that it makes you get to the point where you don't even know what the truth is anymore. Is it wishful thinking? Is it hoping? That guy's been involved in overthrow of governments, a lot of the big stuff. I mean, I don't want a military coup. We're already under a Chinese globalist coup, so I just don't know what to say about any of it. I'm just here covering it. But folks that want us to not question and that want to silence the American people, big tech can burn in hell. That's a term I just never even really thought about using. It just pops to mind. I'm just saying, get out of my life is what I'm saying. And at the same time, a lot of what Pachinik was talking about sounded Q-ish. I'm not against people that got into Q, or a lot of the info that Q talks about or people talking about that are in Q is real. It's the New World Order. It's what we cover. It's just that when it's esoteric and it's secretive and people think they're part of secret arrest and overthrow the government and all this, sounds really dangerous. And I meant to get to that with Pachinik, but I'll just get it out here now. He says there's about to be arrest and stuff of the Democrats. Well, the Q system is online telling people the arrests begin this weekend and all this. And there are people with zip ties, all the rest of it, that actually went into the Capitol and played into the system. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. And what I know is as an American, it's good to question all of it. But violence is not the answer at this juncture. It certainly isn't the answer at random state capitals and random governor's mansions, as a lot of these right-wing control groups are out there pushing. And the classic thing with feds leading militias is, he's against the militia. He doesn't want to blow up a police station. No, I'm for the constitutional militia, for the Second Amendment. Doesn't mean you shoot your kids. Doesn't mean you rob the liquor store because you have a Second Amendment. That's not the Second Amendment. So violence helps the globalist. It hurts us for the American people who are on our side. We don't want violence. That's all I've been saying. Now, let's move on. This is a global corporate rollout. You know, the libertarians have good ideas on paper, but the problem is big corporations have become government. It's like Twitter and others saying, oh, Uganda's blocked social media during the election. That's election meddling. Oh, but when you only block conservatives or nationalists, that's okay. And so under the global social credit score, individuals enforce it, corporations enforce it. So you saw the big airlines look at who flew to D.C. And if they came in wearing MAGA gear, they admitted, oh, the employees decided to flag everyone that had just flown in the day before the event and flew out the day of or day after. And if they saw you wearing a red hat or a Trump gear, they would not let you get on your airplane as a punishment. They would illegally put you on their no-fly list that was meant for terrorists, and they bragged about it because Chuckie Schumer called for it. General Schumer calls for it, and then people wearing MAGA gear are banned from getting on airplanes. That is fascism. And if you look at what Hitler did or what Mao did under communism, it's the same thing, authoritarianism. It was the grassroots of the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, that would enforce it. And so Black Lives Matter going to restaurants and breaking everything and screaming at people and attacking folks and Antifa burning down buildings. This is all their army on the streets. Pelosi says that's good. But when Laura Loomer, who did a great job running for Congress and fighting back against censorship, ground zero for all this, when she flew back in out of Latin America yesterday, we have all the documents right here, overhead shot, please. She was stopped by customs and searched and made to wait hours, and they admitted to her at the end, well, we see on Wikipedia you're political. Like, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a journalist. Really, your Wikipedia says all this about you. Is that true? And so, in America, you have the merger of state and corporations. That is fascism. And that's the global communist social credit score. You know, the Chinese call themselves communists. Communism doesn't even work. It's not a doable system. They're really fascists. And that's the model of the world. And so what does Congress do? Well, they accepted all the censorship. They accepted all the tyranny. So now the Democrats have both branches of the House and Senate. They have the executive. That's called the trifecta. And they basically have the Supreme Court. It's a globalist as well. And so now they're saying, oh, we're going to expel members of Congress. We're going to take their bank accounts, not just the president. So everybody overuses Hitler, how he first went after groups and took away their banking and their businesses, then put them in ghettos, then shipped them away to be worked to death in slave camps. If you were lucky, you went to a slave camp. Others just got killed. This is happening. This isn't over the horizon. It's not down the street. It's not the front door. It's on top of us, kicking our ass, bashing our brains out. So we'll show you right here. We got the name of the officers and all of it. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border. She's flown all over the world. Never had this happen. Pulled out because she's on the list. This happened to me under Obama and Bush and the Clintons. And they said, oh, it's your political views. They even told her. They're so comfortable. She was in another country when this happened at the Capitol. But because she's a nationalist, because she's pro-America, because she's pro-free speech, they've gone through everywhere and now run people through an algorithm, they told her, of a database that some bean counter puts you in a computer, like Brazil, not the country, the movie, Terry Gilliam, where a bug falls out of the onto the typewriter. Instead of tittle, it's biddle. So biddle gets picked up and tortured to death because of the algorithm that gets you to sign over your responsibility to a machine and Bloomberg's technology. So joining us to break this down, this segment for a couple more, is Laura Loomer. Laura, tell folks what happened. This is huge.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. Yeah, look, this is everything that we warned people would happen and more. Conservatives are now being targeted. And as you showed those videos on the previous segment of people getting detained and put on no-fly lists and having flights grounded simply because they're Trump supporters, now Department of Homeland Security and our federal law enforcement agencies are being weaponized against conservatives who travel. I was out of the country for a couple weeks. And I just returned. I was in El Salvador. I was not even in the country at the time of the rally in D.C. on January 6th. But when I came back to America the other day, you know, as soon as I got off the plane in Miami, I noticed that the, you know, DHS officers there were looking at me. And then when I went through passport control, instead of just asking me the standard questions and having me go through to baggage claim, the officer stood up and then he walked me over to a separate area that other people were not in after they went through passport control. And then they had me go down a separate corridor. And then when I reached baggage claim, they made me go down a separate area in front of a guard. And then they said, come with us. And while everybody else on my flight, which was a direct flight, was able to go get their bags after arriving from El Salvador, I was told I was not allowed to get my luggage. And so every single person was able to get their suitcase. And then I had to stay in an area separate from the carousel, blocked off by a DHS officer on one side and another on the other, and glass windows. And I was sitting there for like an hour. They wouldn't tell me why I couldn't get my bags. And then they wouldn't even let me grab my suitcase after it came out on the carousel, which was 100 feet away from me. They made another DHS officer grab my suitcases for me. And then they said, follow us. And then they took me to another area. And mind you, once you get your bags, you're able to just leave the airport. So they wouldn't let me leave. They made me go talk to two DHS officers who opened up all my suitcases, and then they proceeded to unpack it. They were going through every item, even my underwear. They literally unzipped my garment bag and were pulling out my underwear and bras and going through everything. And then the guy looked at me and goes, oh, what do you do for a living? And I said, I'm a journalist. And then he goes, oh, I'm looking at your Wikipedia page. Is what they say about you true? And mind you, my Wikipedia page is just a classic case example of defamation because the radical left, as you know, and the founder of Wikipedia hates Trump supporters, and they basically
sure,
call
and
me
so because of what Wikipedia said, you're already in a database. He tells you it's an algorithm. We're going to come back and talk about this. This is the next level of the fascism, the next level of the oppression. It's now the global social credit score, and if you support America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence in the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is a lot bigger than just President Trump. This is a lot bigger than Laura Loomer or Alex Jones. This is the entire corporate system working together in concert, racketeering, to take the bank accounts, to take the YouTube, to take the Twitter, to take 40, 50 other things away from the president as a collective punishment outside of law, outside of courts. And when you have corporations working with government to oppress people, it has a name: fascism, authoritarianism. Is what's more associated with government corporations together. With communism, it's total control of the state. But it's all the same. Different window dressing, black helicopters, secret police, black uniforms, people disappearing. And so this is the world we're entering into. And then they said on the news, oh, Chuckie Schumer said on Thursday morning we ought to have no-fly list for everyone that showed up at the Capitol. So imagine you go to a football game with 100,000 people. You go to this event with probably a million all over the city, 600,000, 700,000 down at the Trump event. No one can hear him, so they start going to the Capitol. Hundreds of thousands are there, and 100 or so people attack police and break in. They get shot. They get killed. Most of them walked right down the red carpet with the velvet ropes. Didn't even get outside the ropes. My God. I didn't know the Japanese fighter planes in World War II, when they attacked Pearl Harbor, flew between velvet ropes and stayed the velvet ropes. They were firing torpedoes, dropping bombs, but Schumer said he survived the new Pearl Harbor. What, shooting that woman in the head or the neck? So, and then Laura Loomer's out of the country on vacation, and she, I talked to her like 30 minutes this morning. She told the whole story, but I mean, I'm just recapping it because I babble here, but she can tell you, but she's like, you know, I didn't know it was my, for my politics till they brought up my politics in my Wikipedia. And I mean, this is America. Like, you've got a Wikipedia page. It's like the Washington Post said that I lost a lawsuit for Sandy Hook. I didn't. They said I lost a suit for a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. I'm not in the book. I didn't write the book. Didn't even read the book until I learned that I'd lost a lawsuit over it, which I didn't. They used that to affect my corporate credit. And they say, well, it says here you lost a lawsuit. I mean, folks, these people are sick. And then Laura Loomer's just an articulate, nice lady that supports basic conservatism. And now they've done this to her, and then there was a dude waiting for her at her house. It goes on from there. So Laura, it's not your opinion this is coming. Remember a few years ago, we were telling folks there was censorship, and they go, oh, we're not censoring anybody. Remember those games? Now it's all out in the open. Congress is being censored. The president's being censored. I mean, this is insane. Where does this go? Well, finish your story. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Well, and then after he goes,
Start over. He gets to your Wikipedia. So start there.
So I'm waiting there for it. The whole thing took 2 hours, right? I didn't get out of the airport till about 7 o'clock, and the flight landed at 5. And so they held me by the baggage claim area for an hour, wouldn't let me touch my own suitcase, treating me like a terrorist. And then they go through my bags. And then when he's asking me, oh, what do you do for a living? I say I'm a journalist. Then he goes, oh, I'm looking at your Wikipedia page. Is what they say about you true? That's basically a roundabout way of asking, so are you a right-wing extremist? And then they were like looking at the Wikipedia page more, he goes, oh, so I'm sure you probably have a lot of opinions and things to write about regarding what happened in D.C. this last week. And like trying to bait me to say something. And I said, well, I've been out of the country for several weeks, you know, but yeah, we're living in crazy times. Right. But they were trying to get me to basically like talk to them about what I thought about D.C. and this rally while basically asking me in a roundabout way.
It was like you were being taken in for questioning. So they're setting up internal checkpoints, then question citizens. But illegal aliens and child molesters, come on in. We're not going to check you.
Yeah, well, it's very concerning. And look, the next step is they're going to start using these checkpoints and these interrogations to start putting people on no-fly lists and then taking away their gun rights. And Joe Biden said, and Kamala Harris said, that they're going to look into classifying the Proud Boys as a terrorist organization. They're going to look into classifying MAGA rallies as terrorist activity. And the House and the Senate Democrats are already drafting legislation to do that. And so what are they going to do? How do you take away somebody's gun rights? How do you make it so that people can't leave the country so that you can keep them confined and under permanent lockdown under these COVID lockdowns? Well, you designate them as a terrorist and then they get put on the no-fly list. And if you're on the no-fly list, then you can't have a weapon. And that's how Joe Biden is going to take away people's guns. They're just going to do massive designations of a political class of people as domestic terrorists. That's not me saying it. You can just listen to their own words, okay? They're literally trying to classify Senator Hawley and Senator Ted Cruz as domestic terrorists right now.
It gets worse than that. They want to put senators
on the no-fly list.
Well, you just said it. And then I have U.S. Capitol riots. Congressmen accused of abetting terrorists. Let me show TV viewers overhead shot, please. And they show a photo of me at the Georgia Capitol peacefully, like I'm inside. And it says, there they are plotting and stalking the building. She's a former U.S. prosecutor, and she wants us arrested and members of Congress arrested because she saw them with Ali Alexander. I mean, what the hell? So now if we go in the Capitol, we're to be arrested because she says so, and then they put a picture up of me at the Georgia Capitol and say, here they are stalking us. Oh, look at this. This is months. Look, I was at a Capitol. You see that? Oh, my gosh. There we are planning everything.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting.
We're like telling the people to get a photo op with the state rep, Vernon Jones. But now this is all planning the attack. Oh, yes. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting how they're trying to act as if the capitals don't belong to the people. It's called the people's house. And I remember during the social media hearings when you and I were inside the Capitol sitting next to each other, and the Kavanaugh hearings were taking place at the same exact time. And they scheduled it that way because they didn't want anybody paying attention to the social media hearings. And Nancy Pelosi literally put out a tweet to the Capitol Police urging them to stand down so that the Democrats could flood the Capitol and protest against Kavanaugh. And she thanked them and said they were great American patriots participating in democracy. So if you're protesting, in favor of abortion, and you're falsely accusing a man of rape, and you're stalking Jeff Flake and assaulting Senator Rand Paul, that's okay, according to Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, if you shoot Congressman Scalise, you're a hero. But look,
right,
Jones,
yeah,
and Vernon Jones and Ollie Alexander, look, because they show us getting a group photo together, like, move here, move there. Look, oh, here we are, caught plotting the attack. Oh, I mean, this is the level of deception.
Right, and that's the thing. You have a group of people who were violent, but most of the people who attended the rally were simply just attending. And the Democrats now want to pretend like it's a crime to enter the United States Capitol when anybody can go into the United States Capitol. They have security, and
Laura,
you can
they
go.
They caught us casing it. You understand? And then even use photos from another Capitol. I mean, I'm caught, folks. They caught me. I. Sorry, I'm
racing. Yeah, well, I was out of the country, and I was getting text messages from reporters here from the Sun Sentinel, which is like a leftist rag that called me a Nazi during my campaign. And they were like, our readers said they submitted a photo of you to the FBI tip and said that you were at the Capitol. Do you care to comment? I'm like, I've been out of the country. Like, stop trying to set me up. You know?
By the way, we're showing the 1983 and the 1971 bombings of the Capitol by the founder of Black Lives Matter, the Weather Underground. So, like, imagine if we'd have bombed something, which I would never do. It would be the end of the world. My God, actual bombing.
Look, it's going to get worse from this point out, Alex. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to start denying conservatives insurance. They're going to start cutting off.
It started happening. Taxes. Mainline talk show hosts say the PR department says that you can't have insurance. And by the way, you've privately bought insurance from them, and they announced they've dumped you. Like these people all violate your privacy.
And look, I experienced this during my campaign. You know, Comcast shut my campaign down. If you recall, they have a monopoly on ISPs here in my district, which means that, you know, majority of the people who live here in Palm Beach County have Comcast Xfinity because they have contracts with
the homeowners. Oh, it's all total election meddling. Stay there. I want to ask you about Uganda. Stay there, Laura Loomer.
Yeah.
And where do people find Laura Loomer? Where do we find your actual website?
Well, I'm on, my website is loomered.com, and then I'm on Gab at Laura Loomer. I'm on Telegram at Laura Loomer, and I'm told that Parler is going to be up again soon because they found a conservative host. And so I'm on Parler at Laura Loomer as
all
well.
All right, stay there. Laura Loomer lives. Please don't forget we live at Infowars.com and Band.Video, and you're awesome, folks, sharing our articles and videos everywhere because we are all the resistance. But this is just, I'm interrupting her a lot because she's on fire, I'm on fire. This is just so damn dangerous. But hey, isn't she honored that she's so targeted like I am? And there's not many targeted as much as Trump, but we are, because that's we're effective and we're patriots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.